everyone. I am truly excited to be broadcasting my very first show with you all right now on BBS Radio, and it's called Your Hour of Power. And I'm Miranda Campbell, your host. And tonight we will definitely be exploring ourselves and yourselves and getting to know yourself better. And I want to help you with that. I'll let you know a little bit about myself and who I am and this journey I plan to take with you all. Once again, my name is Miranda Campbell, and this is Your Hour of Power. This show platform, on this show, what we'll be doing is we plan to empower you. We plan to educate and entertain you. We want to equip you mentally and spiritually. We want to nourish your whole person so you can function and live a fully abundant life. I will be taking calls. I want you to call in. I want to be that listening ear. I want to be someone that you can call in and talk to and express how you're feeling. Let me know what's going on in your life so that I could help you out. As a spiritual counselor, I do give advice. I do counsel. And like I said before, the areas that we will be focusing on is your mental well-being, your physical well-being, and your spiritual well-being. Those are the three areas that I plan to focus on with my listeners. And this is your hour, like it says, like the show title says, it's your hour of power. There are a lot of radio shows out there that you can listen to, a whole gamut of things that go on. But on this particular show, it's all about you. I want you to call in and participate. I want you to be a part of the show. You are what makes this show. So feel free to call in and just talk. Let's talk. If there's an issue that's going on, if there's something that's troubling you, or if there's something that you want advice on, I'm here. That's what I'm here for, to be in service to you. And this is what this radio station is about. That's why I am definitely elated to be a part of it. So strap in, get a cup of tea and or someone a glass of wine and just relax and just strap yourselves in for this ride we're about to go on every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. Central and every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central. So we're gonna go to a break and I will be introducing you to our first guest. So I look forward to speaking with you when you call in, and I hope that you enjoy the show and that it is of a benefit to you because that's why I'm here. So I'll go to break now, and when I come back, we will chat with our first guest, and I look forward to it. So stay tuned.
We're back with Your Hour of Power, and I'm your host, Miranda Campbell. And right now, I want to focus on your physical well-being. Nutrition is very important to me, and I feel like our bodies are a temple. And what we place and how we treat our bodies is very, very important to living an abundant life and pursuing happiness. We want to focus on this show on the pursuit of happiness. And when we're pursuing happiness, in order to pursue it, we want to be healthy. We want our bodies to function at its optimum level. And in order for it to do that, we have to make sure that what we're putting inside of our body is conducive to what we want our bodies to do for us. So I have a special guest with us here. Her name is Yolanda Castro. And Yolanda is a representative of Herbalife. She has a nutrition club in Dallas, Texas, and she is going to be talking with us about nutrition and the different products that she has and the experience she's had with her body and becoming a whole person through nutrition. Yolanda, are you there?
Yes.
Hi. Thanks for coming on, by the way.
Thank you.
No problem. Yolanda, can you tell everyone a little bit about what it is you do and a little bit about Herbalife?
Absolutely. Herbalife has been around since 1980, and it's natural, herbal vitamins, weight loss programs. I was introduced to Herbalife about 9 years ago. And when I was introduced to the program, I was already in my 40s and feeling all these age-related illnesses, migraines, high blood pressure. And I'm a very small, petite. I'm only 4'9", and at the time I was 145. And I figured that when you got old, you just gain weight, and that was it. But a friend of mine introduced me to this protein shake that was not the regular protein, you know, that athlete shake. It was the protein based of vegetable, soy protein. Mm-hmm. And immediately when I tried this new, it was a new concept for me. I had never seen it, and I was very skeptical at first. But after I tried it, I became very energetic again. And because of the nutrients and the vitamins in it, I was able to cut down on eating regular salty, greasy food. And it was really easy for me. And I had immediate results. Within the first 2 or 3 days, I felt detoxified. I felt young again. So I stayed faithful to the program. It was really, really simple, just the herbal vitamins, the multivitamins, and another component that's called a cell activator. That's also a supplement of different herbs. And again, I was really, really, really feeling great after the first few days. And after a couple of months, I wasn't bloated anymore. I lost a lot of weight, water weight probably. And all my friends noticed the difference. So everybody asked me, you know, what was it that had really made a change like that in my life? So I started sharing, you know, what I had done, which at the time I didn't know anything about nutrition. I just replaced 2 meals a day with the shake, my breakfast and my dinner. Or I would alternate, but not so much because I was trying to lose weight. I just wanted to feel better. And this was about 9 years ago. So now I feel like I'm in my 30s.
And definitely. Don't we all want to shave about 3 years off?
Yes, it's and along the way I've learned a lot about nutrition. I've gone to a lot of trainings, and now I still share it with everybody. And I do business in 3 different countries: in Costa Rica, Mexico, and here in the United States. And the Nutrition Club is it's an outreach program. It's somewhere where somebody can come over and just have a shake and train on better nutrition and stay positive. A lot of the reason why people lose weight is because they become more positive, and again they stop eating so many greasy foods and high sugar, salty stuff, that the body will just do it naturally if you just try it.
And we are a fan of natural, right? We love things that are natural, from the earth, things that God has given us to better ourselves and better our lives. Exactly. So, Yolanda, tell us more about the Nutrition Club. Where is it, and Tell us more about that and how it affects individuals and their weight loss and their goal of nutrition and well-being.
Absolutely. As far as the nutrition club, people come over and they have there's a program that's a three-step program. Mm-hmm. When, let's say that you come over to the nutrition club, the cost is $4. It's a contribution of $4. But okay. With that contribution of $4, you get an 8-ounce drink of aloe. And then you get an 8-ounce drink of green tea.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the 16-ounce shake of whatever flavor you want. And that is a healthy meal. And that's a healthy meal for people that are wanting to get healthy but either don't have the means of buying themselves, you know, one of these nutrition programs that, let's say, an individual can buy for maybe $100 a month. They may not have the means to do that. So instead of having to spend that much money, they can just come once a day and do that, and that will keep them healthier. And as they make progress, you know, some may do the business just to buy their own products without having to spend a lot of money.
I see.
And also, it's an outreach.
Tell me more about aloe and the benefits of aloe, because I know that sometimes, you know, aloe, we use it on our skin, but drinking it in that type of liquid form, can you tell us about the benefits of that?
Absolutely. The aloe has a special enzyme that heals anything, really, that it becomes in contact with. So when you use aloe, when you use the aloe juice, it heals your digestive system. It sort of resets your metabolism because it has enzymes that will detoxify it. And it's so good for your skin and your hair, the juice itself. A lot of people, a lot of people compliment me on my hair, you know, because I'm older now. But my hair still looks young, and that has a lot to do with the aloe. When you drink it, you grow new hair, your skin, your nails. It's really good for that. But it's definitely, for your digestive system, it is very, very good. But it's hard for people to get it from the plant itself because it also has, you know, other... it has other stuff that could be bad for you, right?
Right.
So whenever you, whenever Herbalife did their research, you know, in 1980, they found a way to source just the enzymes that are useful for us, so that way it's safe to drink it. Because most people can go in and buy or just tear a piece of it and, you know, and use it externally, it's okay. But you shouldn't drink it because it has other components that could be bad for you.
I see. So just to recap, if someone comes into your nutrition club in Dallas, they can get an 8-ounce aloe, 8-ounce green tea, and everybody knows how wonderful green tea is, and a 16-ounce shake that replaces two meals for only $4, right?
Yes.
That's wonderful. And can you give our listeners in Dallas the address of the Nutrition Club?
The address of the Nutrition Club is 202 West 12th Street, Dallas, Texas. And the zip code is 75208.
75208.
Yes.
Okay. And for our listeners, because we have a very broad range of listeners all over the country and some parts of the world who listen over the Internet, so can they access your products? Can they buy it online? Can you mail it to them? Can you ship it? How can they get their products if they're not in Dallas?
Absolutely. If the person is not in Dallas, you can go to the website. The website is www.shopherbalife.com/Texas.
Okay. Can you give it to us one more time?
Yes. It's www.shopherbalife.com www.thehomeofpower.com/Texas.
Okay, and we'll put the web address on my homepage, listeners. We'll put it on my homepage so that you can go to it and click on it, and it'll take you directly to Yolanda's page. Is that okay, Yolanda?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I heard about a weight loss challenge. Do you all participate in weight loss challenges?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. As far as the weight loss challenge, yes, we definitely try to have them as anytime that's possible. We really haven't had one yet this year.
Okay.
But
well, we can work on in the future. Maybe that's something you can get going in the future, a weight loss challenge. I know that some of the nutrition clubs in the area do participate in that, so who knows, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's definitely something that is, it's a great thing to do. What I'm working with right now is a new, it's not new, but it's a weight scale that's made by Tanita, T-A-N-I-T-A. And what the weight scale does is, like, whenever you come over, I can do a full body analysis. You just basically weigh yourself, and it has this little handles attached to it, and you hold on to it. And it will give you a reading of your water weight. It'll give you the fat percentage, the lean muscle. And it's very useful, but when it takes all those readings, at the end, it will give you your real age.
Wow.
So, for example, you could be, you know, 50 years old, right? But if you eat... if you eat clean and you exercise, it may, your real age may be that of a 33-year-old. Or you could be 27 years old, but if you have abused your body, you drink, you smoke, and you're overweight, it may say that you're 70 years, that your body is 70 years old.
Wow.
And that is a very useful tool for people to realize, because a lot of people don't think they're sick just because they're not in the hospital. They think they're okay.
Okay, right.
But in reality, you could be so used to not feeling healthy that you don't know the difference anymore. If you're really healthy, or just because you're not in the hospital, you know, you think you're okay.
I think you're okay. Well, we have a call from Don on line 3. Don, are you there?
Miranda.
Hi.
Welcome to the radio.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you. Let's talk.
Yeah, well, I was listening to your discussion with, I guess both of you were from Dallas. I'm way up in Washington State, so I punched the thing about the nutrition club, and it gave me a map of... my little city, and it says there's a nutrition club in my city, but it didn't give me no name or address. It just pointed to a street on my map. How do I find out who that is?
The way that what you do is you can go to arborlife.com, and you can give them your zip code, and what they will do for you is they will find you a distributor there where you live. So that distributor will know who has a nutrition club there where you are.
So the question I have is, I'm an older person, past 70. Most people think I'm quite a bit younger, but I do have a problem of mildly elevated blood pressure. So what does Herbalife have to help me with that?
Yes, for your blood pressure, Herbalife has a blue line of products. And
what's
the
blue
line? It's a blue line. Whenever you go to their website or when you find a distributor, there's a line of products, and they all have blue on them. And what these products are, they're targeted for the heart, okay? They have the Herbalife line, which is an omega-3 fish oil, okay? And this is good for you, and I'm sure you've tried fish oil before. You sound like you're still pretty healthy. But what the fish oil does for you is that it'll help your heart, your arteries. It will make them a little bit more flexible. So instead of them being, because on men, whenever, you know, with age and everything, on men, these arteries, they get really hard. They get almost like rock hard, these veins, right? And what the
well, that may be true in somebody else's cases, but I'm dead sure that my problem is somewhere in the regulation of between my adrenals and my kidneys. You know, it controls somewhere in the kidneys and the adrenals. It controls that.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right, Don. You're absolutely right. And I'm sure there's a product
I haven't been able to. Excuse me?
Yolanda, the blue line?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, the blue line will the distributor can pretty much guide you through what you can try. As far as the... have you ever taken any supplements with the fish oil with the omega-3s?
Oh yeah.
You have.
I'm not that disciplined in taking other than whatever the latest fad is. Right now, the latest fad is a high supplement of vitamin D3. So I'm
okay.
Well, it sounds.
But anyway, I can find somebody here locally who I can talk to, who has some ideas about something that might interest my kidneys and talking to my blood pressure better.
Definitely, Don. And what we'll do is just stay tuned, and we'll have more information to help you find a distributor in your area. And can you tell him how to go online again, Yolanda, where to go and maybe find a distributor, and we'll have more information later on in the show?
Yes, absolutely. When you go to Herbalife, just type in herbalife.com, and it will give you the option when you get to the homepage, find a distributor, and you just punch in your zip code, and at that point, it'll send your information to a distributor there where you are. It will just ask you for your phone number, and then the distributor normally calls you within a day or so. But if not, you could still visit my website at the website that I gave earlier, www.shopherbalife.com /Texas, and leave me your email address, and I can still help you. If the distributor doesn't get back with you right away.
Thanks so much. Good evening.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Don, for listening. Yes, so Yolanda, as we can see, there are a lot of people who have issues with their health, and they're yearning and they're looking for solutions. And that's why we're here, and that's why you do what you do. And, Don, I just want to say to you that I definitely believe that with age, I believe with age comes wisdom. And I pray that your latter days will be better than your former. I pray that, and I wish to you the best of health, and I pray that these days that you see ahead of you will be better than the former days. And just by you inquiring today on how to make your blood pressure lower, you're taking the steps necessary in order to lower it. So I do believe that good health is coming your way, and your elevated blood pressure will decrease, and it will go back to a normal state. And I know that Yolanda is in agreement with me on that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so Yolanda, like we said, the Nutrition Club is very important because it's a support system to individuals like Dawn who need the guidance and who needs someone in their corner. So that's really stressing the importance of a Nutrition Club. Do you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. And that's the reason why we have that model, because our job is to do community outreach. Again, you know, most people that are well off have the means, have the nutritional education to go out and spend thousands of dollars, right, on on supplements and nutrition and having a nutritionist by their side.
Right.
Nowadays, the reality is that with the healthcare the way it is, when you go to a doctor, they don't even they hardly know you. Okay.
Right.
All they tell you is go lose weight, but they don't really tell you how. They can only do so much and give you maybe what 10-15 minutes of their time if you're lucky.
Exactly.
Other than that, my nutrition club is, you know, for people to come and they pretty much make it known, you know, it hurts here, it hurts there. I went to the doctor, you know, my triglycerides are this, my sugar level is this. And then we just give them that support of, you know, a lot of the times, you know, it's that one meal a day, or the two healthy meals a day, and as they start seeing results, then they begin to learn more about more supplements, because at the Nutritional Club, not only do you have your healthy meal, but there's also classes that our distributors put together, because our company takes the time to educate us about different nutrition for different needs, and it's very, very nice for people to have access to that. It's different than anything else I've ever done before.
I agree, and I just want to thank you for allowing yourself to be of service to others, and it was such a great benefit to you. Now you're passing it on. You're paying it forward to others, and I just want to thank you for that. And also, we're going to go to break here shortly, but before we go, I want to thank you, Yolanda, for being a part of the show today and just giving us knowledge, imparting knowledge with us, and spending your time with us. If you don't mind, just give your contact information once again here before we go to break. And thank you again for coming on the show.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you so much for reaching out to me. Again, you can reach me at www.shopherbalife.com/Texas.
Wonderful. And you have a great night, Yolanda. And remember to live, laugh, and love. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Miranda, for having me.
is Miranda Campbell with Your Hour of Power. And once again, I want to reiterate our focus and our goal here with you this evening. It's to empower, educate, and entertain by equipping you mentally, physically, and spiritually. We want to nourish your whole person so that you can function and fully live the abundant life. And on today's show, we are in the pursuit of happiness. And we all know that on that pursuit and on that quest for happiness, we want to be functioning, we want our bodies functioning at its optimum level. Mentally, physically, and spiritually, we want to be so together, and we want to be well-rounded in those areas. So that's why I'm here, folks. That's why I'm here. Call in with your questions and your concerns, the issues of life, whatever it is that you're dealing with. Just to give you a little bit about my background, I have done coaching in the past, life coaching, business coaching, and I want to introduce you to one of the individuals who I've worked with here recently, and just work with her in focusing different areas in her life and bringing them to a happy medium. And once again, we're talking about the pursuit of happiness. And in order to reach that happiness, one, it comes from trusting in God. Definitely the Bible says in Psalms that happy is he who trusts in God. Now, we want to be inclusive of everyone here. We know that there are many different types of religions out there and different things that people, we have a wide range of listeners on this show. And we want to be all inclusive. We never want to be exclusive. So no matter what you, who you call on, whether it's Jehovah or God or whoever you call the higher power in your life, it's God for me or Jehovah. But we know that once we trust in him and we trust him with every area of our life, we can indeed find happiness and contentment. And we talked to Yolanda earlier about getting our bodies in line and aligning our bodies with that pursuit of happiness. And when we're healthy, we can indeed be happy. Now, my next guest on the show, like I said, was an individual that I worked with. Her name is Effie Mosey, and she's here with us this evening. Can you hear me? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. Let's talk. So just tell the listeners a little bit about what we've worked on with you in the past. I've done some coaching with you, some spiritual counseling with you, and just talk about what it is that you worked on and what you got out of the time that we spent together.
Well, I know one area is basically knowing what your passion is in life. Knowing what your passion is just kind of knowing what your focus, knowing what your purpose is on life too as well. And that basically is just kind of things that you enjoy, things that you find yourself doing that you like. For me, I really didn't know what my passion was. I didn't believe I had a passion. There were some things that I enjoyed doing, and it's by knowing that it helped me to kind of focus in on what my passion is. And that for me was just exercising, just being physically active. And I believe in just doing and focusing on that, I believe I'm able to do a lot more as far as just kind of encouraging people to exercise and whatever level is, you know, okay or comfortable for them. And then also just the areas of you know, finances. I think we all struggle with that. But just being smart and just knowing where your money is going and having a plan and being able to stick to it. You know, I believe just knowing your passion and your finances, I believe, are just some areas in people's lives that really take up a lot of time or concern, because the areas of a lot that we struggle with from time to time.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And like you said, your passion in life. And it's very important that your work lines up with your passion, because I feel in my spirit that a lot of people, their work isn't really their passion. And we understand that people have responsibilities, they have bills, they have a family to support. But once you've gotten to that place where those things are under control, I feel that you owe it to your creator, you owe it to God, to then focus that time on finding your passion and your calling, because you're not under the stressors of life once you're, if you're comfortable financially and on your job. And you were definitely comfortable. You are, if you don't mind me saying, you're a registered nurse, so you were definitely comfortable. As some people would, you know, would think, you're definitely comfortable as far as finances, so that you can now focus on what it is that makes you happy, what it is that you do for free that brings joy and peace in your life. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Right, and that's why we were able to pull out exercise. We narrowed down a point in your life, something that brings you joy, something that brings you happiness, something that when you're doing it, you lose all track of time. And for you, that was exercise, right?
Correct.
Right. Whenever you go to the gym, you find that that brings you happiness and joy. So
yes.
I want my listeners, yes, thank you. I want my, and thank you for being so candid and honest, because it takes, I feel like it takes a lot of guts to say, you know what, I'm not happy on my job. I just want to, I want to thank you for being honest and open with us this evening about that.
No problem. No problem.
Yeah, but I mean, but not, and that's not saying that you aren't benefiting from being a nurse and that you aren't beneficial to others from being a nurse. It's definitely what God has for you right now. But we also are on the pursuit of happiness, and it's also important for us to look for our passions and our calling in life and use our gifts in life. And that's why you were working with me and focusing in on the things that make you happy. And I want our listeners to take from that. If it's something, no matter what your job is right now, if you're not happy with it, if it's not bringing you extreme and utter joy, if it's not your calling, and if you're not using your talents and gifts, please do take the time to find out what jobs fit your personality. Right, Effie? And that's one thing we did with you. And that's one thing we have to continue to work on, is finding out about your personality. Because God made you a certain way to do certain things. And your personality is formatted, so to speak, to do certain things and certain jobs here on this earth, while we're here in this earth realm. So, that's one thing that you're working towards. And another thing that we worked on that you touched on was your finances. And I like the way you said that we tend not to focus on those things and they tend to get away from you. Is that how you said it?
I'm saying that we tend to focus a lot because those are important areas in everybody's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Just your work, purpose, and then, you know, income that you bring in, that's important for everybody. And sometimes we focus so much on finances that we, you know, we forget about other things we need to think about, as far as like how to deal with it, what do we need to do to take care of it. We spend too much time worrying about it than trying to find answers to it.
Exactly. And that's where a coach comes in. That's where a person, a life coach comes in, or a spiritual counselor or a counselor. They have the ability to look on the outside and say, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to put this here, and I have the ability to hold you accountable and help you manage, so to speak, and become the CEO of your life and of your finances. That's why coaching is very important, and that's why I feel that this show is very important, because anytime you have an issue that you can't handle, you have enough going on, why not seek out godly wisdom and godly counsel from someone in your life who's a trusted professional individual? So we did work on your finances, and we did place you on a budget, correct?
Yes.
Yes, and I do feel that's very important. A budget is very important, and having goals is important, because sometimes when we're swiping that card, it can get away from you, and before you know it, you've swiped it so many times, and you're losing track of how much you're spending. So, you know, folks, if it's up to me, I would leave the debit card at home and go on a cash system, an envelope system. That's what we tried to incorporate with you, right, Effie?
Yes, Yes.
Yes. A caste system. And why do you think the caste system is better? How did it benefit you as opposed to using your card all the time?
Caste system, basically, that's just the minute you're going to use. That's the minute you have available. You don't have anything else. So when you have it there with you, you're basically forced to use that and forced to just basically make do with what you have.
Right. And the way God looks at our finances, he thinks of us as stewards of what he's entrusted to us. He's entrusted you with your job. You are blessed to have an income because not everyone does. And in this economy that we're in and we're coming out of, not everyone is blessed with a job and income. So right now, listeners, you are a steward of whatever money you have coming into your life. And what that means is you are in charge of dispersing it and how it's managed. So a budget and a cash system forces you to only use what's available to you. Therefore, no overdrafts or no credit cards with finance charges and all that kind of stuff. So you become an effective steward over your money, and your money no longer controls you. And when you find that you have discipline in the area of your finances, it rolls over to every other aspect of your life. It rolls over to your relationships. It rolls over to how you take care of your body. Discipline rolls over to the way you keep your household. You find that discipline is like the domino effect. Once you become disciplined in one area, it trickles over to every area of your life, and you become a fully functioning, whole individual living an abundant life. Do you feel that the things that we've incorporated in your life, Effie, the exercise, taking out more time to exercise, the budget, the different things. We also said that you would spend more time doing the things that you love, like cooking, joining meetup groups where you learn new recipes. Do you feel like that has helped you become happier?
Yes, just helps me to get to be more in tune with other people, and for me, I just like to be in the company with people in some capacity, just meeting people, and that in itself brings me some joy.
Exactly. Joy and peace and happiness. And the Bible says that God will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. Effie, did you have any peace, or were you able to rest when your finances weren't in order or when you weren't taking time out for yourself?
I didn't know my mind was running because so many, obligations or if you might say that were in front of me.
Right. And you're not alone. Go ahead, I'm listening.
But I get once you figure out yourself and you start implementing it, it does take some time. It's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
But you see little victories here and there, and that keeps one to keep going and keep moving.
Right. And callers, do remember that you can call in and join this conversation. If you find that you relate to what we're talking about, and you want some advice, or you just want a listening ear, please call us at 1-888-815-9756. That's a toll-free number, and it's good for the U.S. and Canada. It's 1-888-815-9756. You know, God wants us to have an abundant life. He wants us to truly be happy. That's what he intentionally designed for us when we were here on this earth, or when our ancestors or were put here on this earth. He intended for us to live peacefully, happy lives. And although that may not, it's not the easiest thing to acquire here on this earth. It's not easy, but there are ways. We are, again, on a pursuit of happiness, and there are ways to attain it. And it comes from getting things aligned, organizing things as far as your mental well-being, your physical well-being, and your spiritual well-being. And Nisa, you've definitely taken those steps on the pursuit of happiness and your journey, and you're getting closer and closer to that peace that surpasses all understanding, because you're lining those things up in your life, and you're taking the steps to reach your goals. And I'm proud of you, and I'm happy for you, and I'm excited about your journey. What do you think about how far you've come, about the changes you've made so far?
I see them as little victories, and I just keep doing it one day at a time and see what else, you know, will come my way, because, again, it doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
And I know as time goes on, the little changes will add and keep adding and keep adding upon itself until you see something big manifesting in front of you. So it gives you hope. It gives you something to look forward to.
Exactly. Well, I am so happy to have you on the show. I want to thank you for calling in and being a part of my first show here with me. No problem. Thank you. And remember to live, laugh, and love.